USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The 19-year-old man accused of attacking three NYPD cops with a machete near Times Square on New Year's Eve reportedly penned a manifesto that urged his family to repent to Allah and accept Islam. The New York Post reports the suspect traveled to the city from Maine on an Amtrak train last week and carried the handwritten note in his backpack. He was shot in the shoulder by an officer after the attack and was immediately taken into custody. The family of the suspect in the University of Idaho stabbing murders is pledging to let the legal process unfold. In a statement released Sunday through a legal counsel, Brian Kohlberger's parents and sister say they're cooperating with law enforcement to promote Kohlberger's presumption of innocence. The statement also expressed condolences for the families of the four college students who were fatally stabbed back in November. A New Year's Eve to remember at a Florida amusement park.
Dozens of riders got stuck on the Orlando wheel at Florida's Icon Park Saturday night. Over 80 firefighters responded and helped dozens of people to safety. Thankfully, no one was injured. Authorities saying a small fire at the base of the ride was the cause of that power outage. I'm Corey Myers.
New COVID-19 guidelines will be in place this week in the UK.
The requirement, which starts Thursday, will put England in line with the USA and India, among other countries, in imposing similar rules. It comes as China is dealing with an outbreak of cases after many of the country's strict COVID restrictions were lifted. Dr. Jeannie Marazzo with the University of Alabama, Birmingham, told BBC News no one knows what is happening in China.
There have been anecdotal reports of extreme ICU or intensive care unit loads, as well as use of emergency departments. But in the absence of very good reporting and transparency, we just don't know.
I'm Kenneth Burns.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
USA News 2022.
The Supreme Court of the United States made big news twice. First, the addition of the first African-American woman justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
I am truly humbled by the extraordinary honor of this nomination.
Then, for the first time in history, the court rescinded a right that it had specifically granted, the right of a woman to have an abortion.
Joy that it was finally overturned, but the determination, a steely determination, that the battle is not over.
An abortion fell outside the court after the announcement of the 5-4 vote striking down the nearly 50-year-old Roe v. Wade ruling. Justice Samuel Alito wrote, the Roe decision was egregiously wrong.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people.
President Biden called it a sad day for the court and the country. The ruling did not explicitly ban abortions, it just made it no longer a constitutional right. It kicked the question back to the states, and many had so-called trigger laws already in place, imposing immediate bans once the High Court cleared the way. And going forward, Justice Clarence Thomas called on the court to revisit other past opinions, including contraception and same-sex marriage. 2022 in Review. I'm Richard Johnson.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.